And now, Blackadder's White Tail from Colin Ward Campbell's Nathan Lauren Kendrick. Interesting tune in that it shows the possibilities for performer choice implicit in Kendrick settings, i.e. there are very few unequivocal cadences indicated, which means that the performer, as he or she always was, is at liberty to put these in whatever they like, if it sounds pleasing and if it's idiomatic. Likewise, I think too, possibly the echo beats, the timings of those, could be treated in the traditional fashion, giving an interesting effect, possibly along the following lines. Here is the tune as written, literally. Hoden burn he harren hoden burn he yambam hiri vi harai vai hoden burn he harren he harai vai hoden hoden burn he yambam. Now, that's line one. You could cadence that all over the place if you wanted to. And some have. Up something along the following lines. Heel yo hum brum he harun. Heel yo hum brum he yum bum. Hiri yavi hare ravail yaho hum brum he harun. Hiri ravail yo brahum he yo hum brum he and then somewhat thus. Or just in some places. Oh, burn he harn di ho burn he yambam. So that the hun bun gets the cadence second time round, but not the first. Or you could change that round. He'll yo hum darn he harn oh hum darn he yambam. There's a further possibility. Because we know that double echo beats are timed in a variety of different ways to suit the rhythmical, metrical context in the past. Need not be played in the standardised form, now fashionable. Switch might give you an effect, something like this, ground line one. Hoden burn he harun, hoden burn he harun. Hi hiri hi ai hara hoden darn he harun. Hi ai hara ho brahohan hoden harun he yambam. You could even add cadences to those double echo beats, giving you an effect somewhat along the lines of this. Line one again. Ho hum darum he hanan ho hum ho hum darum he yambam ti yare yare or he haram bay. Either would be possible. Hey haravai ho hum darum he hanan hey harava heel yo braham or I have a vai ho brohan heel yo rafa. I don't like a cadence in there. Take that one out, that last one. Yo humbaran heem bum. Cadencing gets infectious after a while. So that's another possibility. And I think the performer has, or should have in theory, a fairly wide range of choice here. For myself, I would time it somewhat along the following lines. Now follows the first motion, shoal. And it's here that the strong similarities with the MacGregor's Gathering come out. As we shall see, off the third line there, I suppose, Hedli I hurry ho ro brae heel yo brae he I dli ro brae yo hum darum heel yum bum yo and hum and yo and hum and hey and ha and yo and hum. han, nan ha, han ho, han jo, han han, han he, han ha, han ho, han han, han jo, han han, han ho, han han, han ha, han ho, han jo, han han, han he, han ha, han jo, han ho, han ha, han ho, han jo, han han. And then your doubling, of course, follows in perfectly orthodox fashion. Ho, ro, hun, and ho, vo, hun, and he, we have a ho, vo, hun, and hi, ho, yo, 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 hun, and so on, bringing us into the tourless singling in perfectly straightforward fashion once again. Ho, dr, dun, dr, yo, dun, hum, dr, he, dr, ha, dr, ho, dun, hun, dr, ha, dr, ho, dr, yo, dun, hum, dr. You could cadence that that little figure in the middle that does not carry the tourless figure. In which case it would sound like yo drud hun drud heel yo dun hum drud hey drud ha drud ho drud hun drud ha drud ho drud heel yo dun hum drud. Or you could time it the other way around, giving the air to the E. Ho, drud, hun, drud, heel, you dun, hum, drud, ye, drud, ha, drud, ho, heel, drud, ha, drud, heel, yo, dun, hun, drud, ha, drud, ho, drud, heel, you dun, hum, drud. That didn't give that space sufficient space to that second. You try it again. Ho, drud, hun, drud, ho, drud, hum, drud, hey, drud, ha, drud, he, you dun, hun, drud, ha, drud, ho, drud, he, you dun, hum, drud, hey, drud, ha, drud, ho, he, you dun, hun, drud, heel, yo, da, hum, drud, heel, yo, da, hun, drud, ha, drud, ho, drud, heel, you dun, hum, drud, hey, drud, ha, drud, ho, drud, ho, drud ha, drud ho, drud heel, yo, dun, hum, drud, and so on. Into the doubling. And then through into the crolla, which operates in exactly the same way. Ho, bedri, hum, bedri, heel, yo, dun, hum, bedri, hey, bedri, ya, bedri, heel, yo, dun, hum, bedri. Or you could play it simply as written. If you think that no implied cadences should be sounded, in which case you would get ho, ho, bedri, hum, bedri, yo, dun, hum, bedri, he, bedri, ya, bedri, yo, dun, hum, bedri, ya, bedri, yo, dun, hum, bedri. You cut it the other way. Ho, bedri, hum, bedri, heel, yo, dun, hum, bedri, hey, bedri, ya, bedri, hey, hum, bun, ta, bedri, hey, bedri, yo, bedri, hey, yo, run, ta, bedri. It offers a wide range of choice. Of course, you didn't treat it the same every time either, which would give you further possibilities for variety. So, although the tune survives in only one source, namely the Nathalam, it's which implies that it's not very widely diffused through the rest of the tradition. It's an interesting affair. Might be treated as a kind of variant on McGregor's Gathering, i.e. it's representing one branch of a tune family. But it's an interesting piece, no doubt.